Be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Joining us, my first guest, gentleman who called me a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Didn't recognize the number. Called it back. He said, "Hey, I'm Paul Kearney." So, hey, Paul, how are you? I actually listen to you on Wednesday nights on another program that is pretty cool, Friends with Benefits, yep, with Brian Stratton. I says, what can I do for you? He goes, well, I happen to be a person who owns a small business, and I'm somebody who's not in favor of question three, which is, you're not in favor of casinos, and you're in favor of repealing the gaming law that is on the books right now. Paul is a father of three. You got twins, huh?
Twins, yeah.
God bless
Christmas
you.
Day, yep.
President of Atlanta Sports Club and Spa, 22 years. Also a guy who actually decided 4 years ago to run for office, ran against Bob Hedlund. How did that go?
Unsuccessfully, although okay. Bobby is a great guy, and I was glad we had a great campaign. And one of the questions actually did come up in the debate, and that was if we favored casino gambling. And I was proud to say that I wasn't back in 2010. Mm. I thought that would hurt our economy, hurt our state. And also, I have to give Bob credit on the fact that he was also the only state senator to vote against the casino. And all the state reps here in our district voted for the casinos. And that was really odd to me, Kevin. I couldn't understand why any state rep in this local area, and by the way, I invited every one of them to talk here and defend their position, and I got a lot of, I'm out of towns. Which questions me if they can't stand here and defend their vote. What is that vote? And I appreciate you having me on here tonight to just give us, as a small business owner and a father, how this is really going to affect my small business and our community. And I think I would love to get the opportunity, and you throw it out tonight, to talk to people that are on the other side of the issue.
Or if nobody is, because Tracy, who's here at the moment, Tracy Marzelli, her and I had a conversation last Thursday. We were actually on another program, just kind of shooting the breeze. And one of the conversations that had come up, I don't know if it was during a break or whatever, but she had mentioned, she's like, I've tried to get people to want to have some kind of a conversation, a friendly debate on the issues. Now, anybody who doesn't know Tracy is very well versed in a lot. She isn't somebody who just opens her mouth just to speak, but she's somebody who kind of knows a lot of the laws behind this and a lot of the statute, depending on as far as, especially with what's going on down in Taunton,
right,
which is something that we're going to talk about at 6:30. We're waiting for
Michelle
to get here. If not, well then hopefully Michelle will get here sometime before 7 o'clock. Join the conversation.
You never know.
But Tracy was the one who all threw it out there, and I'll throw it out there right now, while I have a moment, just a reminder, after 6:30, when we have everybody here, and after we have a little bit of introductions, a little bit of conversation with Tracy and Michelle and Paul, we invite folks to call in if you are somebody who is for casino gaming, and whether it's you think it's something that's good for jobs, whether you think maybe there should only be one, aside from the tribal casino down to Taunton.
Right.
In East Taunton, or you're somebody who thinks that there's some kind of a benefit or residual that you want to state your case, it's welcome. 781-837-4900. But please wait until after 6:30. Do not inundate Larry until we kind of give the number out, because Larry right now is in the middle doing some deep research for us.
And Kevin, you just made a great point. If you're for one casino, then you should vote yes to repeal, because this is for three casinos.
Right.
And if you believe that we could maybe do one and get away with it, then repeal it anyways and let them come back with something it's already have corruption written all over.
Absolutely.
It.
What are your particular problems with this?
Exactly. Well, the financial hardship that it's going to cost on our seniors. Our seniors are they're living check to check. Their idea is to get them in through the casino so they can get onto the slot machines where they have a 60% chance of losing their money.
Even if you play the penny slots?
The penny slots, they can add up. And I'll tell you why. We think it's funny and it's just a penny, but I'll tell you, up in Everett, where I have a small bank that I do business with called Eagle Bank, and it's an awesome little bank. And I was telling Kevin earlier, this was a bank in 2009 that lent me money when no one else was. This is a small bank that was built in 1896, and all those folks up in Everett have money in that bank. And we're naive to think that, say, 10, 20 houses won't be foreclosed on from somebody going up there and penny by penny going on their equity line and taking their equity line out and then getting their houses foreclosed on. And that's going to affect us all. If you're a teacher, how's that going to affect you? Well, college kids are going to be spending their parents' money up at that casino by taking the train over. So it's going to affect education. You want to talk about jobs, small businesses. Fathers that own small business restaurants, they offer $9.99 for prime rib. Mm. Who's going to go to your restaurant and order your food at $19.09? You can't compete with them because they're going to get what they call gambling. They're going to get you to gamble. They're going to get you to entertain you.
Free drinks.
Whatever they can do to get you out of your home equity and something that you worked hard for. And as a father and a small businessman, it's time that we can make a difference in here in Massachusetts. Since for 400 years, we've been a Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Plymouth is now celebrating 400 years of what we thought what was the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This is only going to help a few. And that's why we should vote to repeal it and vote yes on 3 and save our state from crimes, suicides, addiction. I mean, if people think in Duxbury that it's not going to affect your life, you're near naive. If you don't think it's happening in your backyard, Everett's in your backyard. It's 30 miles. Crime goes up 100% in areas that have casinos.
Joe?
It was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they did a great analysis of the small businesses in and around Foxwoods once it was built, and that area was sucked dry because it went all straight into the casinos. It was just kind of a fascinating little piece that they did. Whether you're for or against the casinos, you know, realize that wherever these casinos are built, it does dry up a lot of the smaller businesses in the area because, like you said, casinos can offer things that these small businesses can't simply because of what the casinos offer.
Absolutely.
Now, I believe that you would furnish, and I don't know if you said there's something about a website that if folks want to find out more information.
Oh, absolutely. Scott Hashberger.
Hashberger.
He's a fine man.
Again, Tracy.
Hashberger. Scott Hashberger.
Who none understands.
None of us can grammatically say it correctly.
Yes.
That's why we have Tracy here.
And also, too, this is what's great about Massachusetts, mm-hmm. is that citizens can actually vote on this. You have a say here. The legislators got it wrong. Yeah. We can get it right by voting yes on 3 and saves jobs. When people talk about jobs, I'm trying to save jobs. Jobs right here. It says here, job loss is another result of excessive gambling. Being fired points at gamblers' inability to function appropriately in the workplace. It worsens financial impact on gambling addiction. All it's going to do is suck dry out of our economy, and we're all doing a good job, especially here at WATD, that encourages small businesses. We all talk about local food, that we're all doing the local thing.
Yeah.
And if we want to help Springfield, like Charlie Baker said, maybe we should do some manufacturing in Springfield instead of
real jobs.
Real jobs, not jobs that are going to be construction jobs. Here's the other thing, and how they're going to dump it on me as a small business owner. And guys, the people that listen, if you own a small business or work for a small business, this affects you. Because when those jobs are gone in 2 years, these construction jobs that the Teamsters talk about, they're going to lay them off, and they're going to dump them on our payrolls. And we're the ones that pay unemployment taxes, not the people that work for us. The employer pays the unemployment taxes. Mm. And we're just getting by as small business owners. And I know you guys can feel me out there that are doing it. And we're just getting by, and now our unemployment rates are going to go up, right, which is going to make it harder for us to, because Mr. Wynn's going to come here and suck all our money from our
seniors.
Well,
we're going to talk about that in a minute, because I got something here, information about that particular casino deal and more. We'll step aside. We'll introduce two other people to the conversation right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.